The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, is with us. Charlie, the main story I want to talk to you about is the one that is happening, and there's lots of things going around about Aer Lingus and the pilots, which yesterday overwhelmingly voted for industrial action. They gave some of the details of it. A work to rule is happening next week, which means that they are going to withdraw some of their labour for parts of the day, not answer phones outside of hours. If I'm travelling with Aer Lingus next Wednesday, what does this mean for me?
Yeah, from midnight next Wednesday, they're going to engage in industrial action, as you say, work to rule, which means that they will only do their rostered amount of time. They won't work overtime, won't answer phones outside of work, won't look at the portal outside of work, which is the roster portal, which could be very messy. It'd be much cleaner if they announced on such a day and some other
We're going on strike,
so all flights could be cancelled unless Aer Lingus, as they're saying, are getting in. They'll get in some flights from other airlines to replace them. And this doesn't affect the regional airline, Emerald, by the way. Emerald
Airlines. That's owned by a separate company, so it is Aer Lingus directly. So
it's direct. Look, but it could be very messy. You could find yourself in a situation, for example, where you're sitting on an airplane on the tarmac, ready to return to Ireland, and the pilot decides, okay,
I've done my shift.
I'll be out of hours if I... This flight will take me an hour out of my hours if I go back to Dublin. I'll have done my hours, so... The pilots decide, okay, sorry, we're working to rule, we can't fly this back. You'll have to troop off the airplane. And so it could be quite messy. This is going to affect an awful lot of people. They told us today, Aer Lingus, that they fly about 40,000 people a day during the summer. And a lot of those are particularly people on transatlantic flights. There's about 14,000 transatlantic flights across Europe during the busy summer period a day. So, you know, a lot of people are going to be impacted by this. I mean, I just can't see this other than it being messy. Aer Lingus are promising to try and minimise the impact. They say they will charter flights to try and cover some, but they won't know. There may be very short notice before you know.
What happens if you, as you said, if you are on the tarmac, either here at Dublin Airport or abroad, what happens if your flight is cancelled? What does the airline have to do?
Well, they have to reroute you or reschedule or alternatively offer you a refund. There are quite good protections there. It's no use if you're rushing to get to a wedding or something that you can't reschedule, or you have a limited period to go on holidays. But there's EU regulations there, EU 261/2014, it is called. Aer Lingus themselves as well have said, look, if your flight is affected by this, you can change the booking online. They've said they could offer you a voucher. Remember during COVID when people couldn't fly, vouchers became the thing. People just got vouchers and decided, okay, we'll skip this holiday now, we'll go at a later date and we'll use the voucher to pay for another flight. Alternatively, you can get a cash refund. You're entitled to a cash refund and you may even be entitled to compensation. That one is slightly trickier now, and it really depends on if they have to give you at least 14 days notice. If you get less than 14 days notice about your flight being cancelled, they don't have to give you a compensation. There's various conditions under that one. For a short haul flight, it's €250. But you have to tick a lot of boxes on that one. You can appeal any decision to the Irish Aviation Authority. But we won't be able to know. And if you're not rescheduled quickly, and you're a while in an airport, they'll have to give you some refreshments, a meal maybe, and if it's overnight, they'll have to pony up for some of the accommodation. Your travel insurance will probably not cover you unless you have missed departure cover and then travel description cover in it, which most people wouldn't have as standard. That may cover some of your costs. So, I mean, I suppose the thing here for an awful lot of people, it's the funds, the money they're going to spend, yes, but it's also just going to miss connections.
Yeah, and what happens, we've had a text in, what about accommodation you've booked for your holiday? Do you lose that too? Who pays if you're trapped and you can't get home or you can't get to where you want to go?
Yeah, well, look, if you lose the accommodation, you know, your travel insurance will come in there, you know, because Aer Lingus may not want, they're not going to be covering that probably. So you will need to kind of get onto your travel insurer on that one. Could get very messy. But look at the thing is, Aer Lingus will try and reschedule you or reroute you and get you out at some stage, but it just may be, you may be a long time waiting in the airport, and maybe an awful lot of demand.
Well,
for
another, another text here, Charlie, what happens at Dublin Airport? Will you get a refund from Dublin Airport parking if the Aer Lingus flight is cancelled? Because, of course, parking very expensive at the moment, as our text
very expensive
out.
And all booked up, yeah. You mean, I'd be asking for that from the DAA, you know, you want a refund, keep all receipts, anything to do with any of this. You keep the receipts. That's a key thing. And then you go and argue about it later. But I mean, if you have no receipts, you have no proof. So, I'd be keeping receipts and going to a lot of trouble afterwards to try and get any money that you're out of pocket for. You're entitled to it back. As I say, the rights of a passenger are fairly strong. So, you know, don't be afraid to ask for refunds and for money back.
Another text coming in on 0874100102. What happens if you're getting a connecting flight?
Yeah, well, there's a real problem there now. You're probably going to miss a connecting flight. You may have to pony up a lot of money to reschedule a flight. You then will be seeking to get that money back through. You know, I'd be going to Aer Lingus. They'd probably not want to pay it. I'd be appealing then to the Irish Aviation Authority. You're into the minor details of, you know, the specifics of the legislation here. But, you know, that's not your fault if that happens. You know, so you need to start demanding that you're covered for that.
Charlie, we're talking about industrial action that will take place next Wednesday, and there'll be lots of people saying, I'm due to fly out Wednesday. What if I change my flight now? Will I have to pay for that cost? I can be flexible and I can travel on another day, maybe Thursday or Friday. Yeah. Will I have to pay for it, or will Aer Lingus pay for it?
Well, Aer Lingus are saying that they're trying to be flexible for people. I mean, I would be getting onto them and I'm trying to arrange that. It's from midnight next Wednesday night. So if you're travelling after then, and you want to, you know, if you can reschedule it to before the industrial action happens, I'd be trying to do that. And, you know, Aer Lingus might try and charge you. You may have to pay it, but argue with them later about it. I mean, you know, because it's not your fault if you have to reschedule. They're not going to want a lot of people to be doing that, because, you know, they'll have capacity constraints and it's going to cost them money. One way or another, this is going to cost Aer Lingus money. The hope is they can sit down and work something out. Usually, at the last minute, some kind of compromise is worked out to stop this, because it's, you know, we haven't seen a strike like this or industrial action like this for a while, and it really will be chaotic if it goes ahead.
And do we know, are there further days of industrial action planned, or is it so far right now just purely for next Wednesday?
We don't. It's just going to be a rolling kind of work to rule, which, you know, it'll affect. We just don't know how heavily it will affect people. It really just depends. It'll be very difficult. There will be flights cancelled. You know, there will be, and we just don't know how bad it's going to be. And I think it could be quite messy. I think, you know, because they need pilots to be flexible during the busy summer period. Pilots do overtime. They do have to fly beyond their kind of, you know, their hours sometimes. If there's delays at airports particularly. So, you know, if they decide we're just strictly doing what we're supposed to do and just the bare minimum here of what we're expected to do, I think it could be quite disruptive for passengers.
Yeah, and we will, of course, keep you up to speed on any developments that happen in this story. Charlie, I know you want to talk about a new feature Revolut are rolling out this week, which is to ostensibly help people save.
Yeah, Revolut, you know, they did a good, interesting thing there a couple of weeks ago when they introduced a new savings account, which really shook up the market here, and suddenly Bank of Ireland, within days, were responding to it. But they've introduced something quite different now in the last day or two to their 2.8 million users in Ireland. That's the option to buy bonds. We're talking here corporate bonds, government bonds, and these are, it's a debt instrument issued by companies or governments. They pay you an annual kind of interest rate. And at the end of it, then they redeem.
And Revolut are now allowing you to buy these on the app.
Yeah, no, but that's fine and grand. But I think bonds are a complicated product. You know, you need to know what you're doing here. There's different types of bonds, different grades of bonds.
And in particular, you're concerned about the tax implications.
The taxation of bonds is extremely complicated. You are responsible for paying the tax. I clarified this with Revolut. They don't get involved in that. You have to sort this out. You'll have to make a return. If it is for example, a government bond, you're taxed on any interest you earn on that at your marginal rate. So in other words, your income tax rate plus USC plus PRSI, which is between 52% and 55% if you're self-employed. If it's a corporate bond, a bond issued by a company, it gets even more complicated. It really will depend. If it could be capital gains tax of 33%, but it is a separate rule for the interest if you sell the bond within 2 years. And the information I was given on that when I inquired from Chartered Accountants Ireland ran to 5 pages. So, you know, I think people need to be very, very wary about this and not just dip into this and think that this is a, oh, this would be a bit of fun. This could be really messy now, and you could end up spending an awful lot of money on accountants to try and sort out what tax you owe.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.